Happy Halloween. It's the Hollywood Hypers, and you are now knee deep in the Halloween episode. You have with me tonight Danny and Joya. How's it going? Please say hi.
Everything is good. Hello, everybody. Hello, Joya.
Hello, guys.
Happy
Happy
Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Halloween. We're recording this on Halloween Eve.
Halloween.
So after this, we're going to go burn Carr's neighborhood, my son and I, to
TPing.
celebrate correctly.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, I
Throwing
remember.
eggs. Tricks is what's happening. So we all were going to watch. Do you remember last time we were going to watch the worst or really bad scary movies, like stuff that is almost like a shame to not watch because they're so bad that they're good. Do you have any of those? I have one.
Yes,
You
we're
go
ready.
first, then Brian.
Well, I'm going to go first just because it's the best. There's nothing that comes close to this. This is a classic. This is all about the late 70s. This movie is embodying everything that you could want in a horror movie. It's like, okay, Danny, I want to ask you, Danny,
I'm ready.
is there a scary fruit in your world? Is there a fruit that makes you cringe with fear and fright?
There
Danny's
might be
lost.
one.
Danny's lost in his thoughts and his
Does
memory.
it grow on a vine, Brian?
Joya, I don't want Danny to answer. He seems like he has it.
Okay,
Danny?
so I Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Joya, you did it.
Yes.
Oh my
What?
God.
I thought that was from the 50s. It's from the 70s?
Joya, 50s, come on.
1978, Joya,
Oh.
1978. And it takes place in
The
this
70s.
beautiful,
Come on.
like tranquil town of where, Danny?
San Diego, California,
There
70
you
miles
go.
of pristine coastland, 72 degrees every day.
Wait, this is an honest question. I'm not just being, a jerk here, but okay, all of those black and white Attack of the Killer insert whatever, killer ants, weren't those 50s films?
Yes, they were. That
Okay.
was 50s. Casablanca was 40s. This is 70s,
This
Joya.
is 70s?
It was in full Technicolor, well, budget Technicolor, because it's a low budget. So,
Okay.
Brian, did you actually watch that again? Did you take the time to?
I did. I did. I watched it, and for the first 20 or so minutes, I was riveted, and then the second screen thing got me, and I started to
Yeah.
watch kind of like
That's
in
a
the
bane. The
background.
second screen is a bane of bad movies.
Yes,
Okay.
Get through an
but it
hour
was
and
quick.
27 minutes.
When they're like shotgunning the normal size tomatoes and they're exploding, you don't get that fear. But when there's a giant tomato, when it is like the
Calendar.
size of a car rolling at you, there is nothing to do but run.
Okay, Brian, you sold. I don't know if you hype or hate it, but you sold me. Where did you watch that on?
I watched it on the Roku channel, like
It's
the
also.
not
Oh,
like
okay.
HBO on Roku, not like Hulu on Roku,
Just a
but
Roku
Roku
on Roku.
has movie. So if you want to see a classic
It is a
horror
classic.
movie,
San Diego iconic. It puts San Diego on the map. Let's just be honest with it, right?
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
So you're gonna
Okay.
hype it, Brian? Are you hyping it?
Yeah, how I absolutely, Danny.
Okay,
This is like
I'm
my
with
kind of movie. Like I could
you.
watch this, I didn't have nightmares. So Joya, why don't you go next? Tell me what
Also
horrible
stream it,
horror movie
Brian.
that's going to give me nightmares that you watched.
Okay, wait. You can also stream Attack of the Killer Tomatoes on Pluto TV for free. So
Oh
I
no
might have
shit.
to see
Nice work,
it.
Joya.
I've never seen it before, so now I have to see it. Okay. So for mine, I watched a movie I've never ever seen before that came out the year I was born called Cat People.
Ugh.
Came out in
Cat people.
1982.
Looking
It's
this up right now.
Josh
Yeah.
Kinski and Malcolm McDowell and the dad from Home Alone. I always forget his name. John Hurt Hurd?
Yeah, did he? And that's a guy that went kind of weird, didn't he? Got arrested or something. He's
No,
nuts.
well, he passed away recently, I think,
But didn't
actually.
he do some weird shit before? Not to. Okay.
Sure.
It is scary.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm
I
sorry.
don't want to say anything, but this movie has like a lot of like relatively great actors, big stars. Ed
Yeah.
Begley Jr.'s in this, John Larroquette,
Great theme
Annette
song.
O'Toole. Come on. I didn't see this, Joy. Is it good? Is it
You
good, bad?
know,
Is it bad, good? Is that what you're saying? That it's so bad that it's good?
I thought that it would be, and I was really excited to see it because early 80s, people turn into cats, the bright green eyes, a David Bowie soundtrack. So I was completely here for it. All those things are like a recipe for me to love something because it's so bad it's good. But it was kind of so bad that it was bad. It was a little disappointing. But
Oh
you're
no.
gonna hate it.
it was pretty slow. I mean, I think there's some parts that you're just like, I don't know. I wanted it to be awesomely bad. but I feel like this one was just
Okay, yeah. can I read you the log line? Because now I'm a little confused about the title and what this thing's really about. The log line for this is, a young woman's sexual awakening brings horror when she discovers her urges transform her into a monstrous black leopard.
All right, now, let me explain this to you.
Okay, so hold on a second. Did that get financed? Is it a cat or is it a leopard?
How did that get financed? It just kills me. This. Yeah, that sounds good. Here's $10 million to do it.
That's great. Let's do it. Let's make it.
Wow.
So it's a black panther, I'm pretty sure. I don't know what it's, but so whenever her or her brother, it's very incestual, have a sexual urge and then fulfill it, they turn into this cat, this panther, this black panther. Huh. And shed the human skin, the black panther comes out. I don't really know how they then become human again because the skin is like torn into pieces. Kind of like werewolf type movies, sort of, but instead it's a cat. And so in order to never ever become a cat again, they never fulfill their sexual urges.
And it's not campy. So it's not the campy good type of thing.
No, it's not like an Evil Dead. It's not that kind of stuff.
It takes itself seriously is what you're saying.
It does take itself. Yes.
So Joy, you're saying buy the soundtrack, pass on the movie. Is that right?
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yes. 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 I'm saying that.
All right, Danny. Okay. What'd you watch?
I'm gonna do a big time hype on this one. It's classic cheese. It's from 1979. It's a movie called Phantasm, which is with a tall man. It's really low budget, poorly staged, very
fantastic,
shockingly entertaining. On it's one of those that's so bad it's good, and it's got that ball that goes through with spikes and it goes in your head and blood gushes out. And it's actually very good. So Camp, I would see that one, yes. And that was also on the Peacock app for free.
Awesome. Just
maybe two commercials, because I guess no one watches it, so they didn't load it up with commercials.
And there were a bunch more of that one, right?
And the other ones, I looked at Phantasm 2. It didn't have the same cheese factor. It succeeds as it somehow kind of sets a mood. Maybe it's back from my childhood when I was a teen and went and saw it, and that was a big deal. It was even cheesy back then. It didn't take itself too seriously. It made no sense. It had dwarves that got compressed and went to different worlds. It was a cemetery that took the bodies and really poorly done. There's no way around it. But it's one of those that works. It's great on the cheese factor. It's a really good bad movie. So Phantasm 1, avoid the rest. Coscarelli was the director on that.
And it definitely has that like Dario Argento like Technicolor blood. I remember.
Yeah. Oh, it's just like almost orange red. Yes. Man, not the dark red. I guess that's how it was back then. So
that's how it was.
But I would hype that one.
Okay, so the tall man, his real name, or you know, his name is Angus Scrimm. Okay.
His name is Angus Scrimm. That's perfect.
So he was in, I mean, he really want to go at this
he
because
up, yeah.
he was in all of them. Phantasm.
Yeah.
Phantasm
he
two,
milked that thing.
Three.
Don Coscarelli and him are like Batman and Robin, bro. You cannot break them up, Brian.
And wasn't it the type of thing where that orb is the most memorable part of that movie?
Yes. And it's like maybe in 67.
Right. It's not even in the movie.
Yeah. But it is. They should have an orb universe on that one. Just spin it off and the orb just jabs people. I would actually go see that. Very clever idea. I don't know why it doesn't work. So.
Nice.
Definitely.
Okay, I have a question. Hold on a second. I'm gonna interrupt this podcast because I have a quiz, and I want to see if you guys get this because I wouldn't. I looked at the top 200 gross adjusted movies of all time, and I picked out the horror ones. And there's four of them in the top 200. This is Box Office Guru adjusted for inflation. Not to get too deep in the woods. Can you guys guess which four horror movies of all time are in the top 200? I would have guessed one of them. So take a look. Anything pops to mind.
Well,
biggest grossing horror of all time.
What time frame? All time? Just all time?
All time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I would get one is very obvious.
Jaws?
I'm sorry?
Jaws?
Okay, Jaws was, but I'm going to throw a red flag on that. That's not a horror movie. That's just not a horror. That to me, Jaws came up there, but that's not a horror movie. So I personally disqualified it, and I wrote them a letter.
You personally disqualified it.
I'm sorry, Joy. Please go ahead.
Exorcist?
Yes. It did 1 billion. Is number 9 all time.
Really?
It varies a lot. If you look at others, it varies a lot, by the way. So take it a grain of salt.
All right,
so
Brian,
Exorcist
Brian.
Number 1. The next three, you will. I can just tell you. One, you might guess. I would never in a million years.
Blair Witch?
No, Brian.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Good one, Brian. Good guess. I would
thank you, Joya. Danny snuffed at me.
That was premature, and I'm going to retract that. So I'm disqualify myself on that.
Aliens?
Oh, I love Aliens.
Man, that's not horror space.
Aliens
that's
was a total horror movie. I mean, horror. It was a monster sci-fi horror movie.
Sci-fi horror. It is sci-fi horror. I got
thank
say.
You, Joya. Yeah, Brian, yeah. Again, outvoted. Thank you, Joya. I would have. Okay.
All right. Is it not on the list?
Poltergeist.
That was not on there, believe it or not. But that is a horror movie. So shockingly, this is top 200. This is only the big leagues.
Joya. Okay, Danny, lay it on us. Tell us.
Okay, the next one up. Now, Exorcist was number 9. Here. This one was 111 all time. It was with Vincent Price, House of Wax. It did 473 million in the 50s.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw as a kid because I had to.
Oh, adjusted for inflation.
This is adjusted for inflation. Wow. Again, there's so many metrics, whatever. Mm. So the next one.
You guys how much I love Vincent Price.
Love him.
Obsessed with him.
I couldn't agree. He nailed it. Right guy at the right time. Now, the next movie up was Gremlins. At 426 million, 141. I wouldn't. Now that was even.
That's
shaky.
A Christmas love story. I don't know.
Do I disqualify myself? I'll let Joya, you decide.
Yeah, right? It came up on the 101 scariest horror movie moments of all time.
But I'm getting Brian's point. Okay.
Gremlins was on there, and I remember seeing it. But it's a comedy.
Yeah.
With some scare. I don't consider it a horror movie.
Brian, is it a horror movie or not a horror movie?
Yeah, I think it's a horror movie, really? But it's not a very good one.
So truth be told, they said that they cut a lot out of
it. Right, to get the rating, correct.
To get the ratings down, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's on there. I mean,
it's
I wouldn't
put it. It's a creature horror movie, really, it is.
We have a yes, no, and I'm an I don't know, so we're going to move on that one. Okay, okay. That was Phoebe Cates, who we all like.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one up is another obvious one. Is it number 165? Was Psycho did 400 million?
Of course,
I forgot.
Psycho, of course,
Exorcist. I would have got Psycho. Maybe the rest, I would never have got.
I probably would have gotten Psycho if I had thought about it.
Yes,
but
I would have. Yeah, but
not the remake. Not the remake.
So I disqualified a few. If there wasn't really that many of the big ones all time. You drop into 500 is a lot, but the big leagues, it was maybe because they're all low budget.
Was that four?
Horror? No, that was of all time. I stick with all time. And I just picked the horror ones that I did that manually. I had that my team. Well, of course, my administrative team went over it with a fine-tooth comb.
All right. I like Danny's pop quizzes that he has on these podcasts. These should be a regular thing.
Yes.
Danny's pop quiz.
Yeah. So of the four, I guessed them all because
you
I saw
play at home.
Technically, I did guess them all. So I win that segment.
I love that. I love that.
Okay. All right, okay. Brian.
All right, so keeping in theme with horror, did you guys watch any other horror up until tonight? Tell me if anything good came up.
Can I jump in real quick?
Yeah.
Not to dominate. I watched because Apple TV has stolen from America's Heart and CBS the Snoopy Halloween special. I watched that and as good as ever. It's fantastic. Now, let me run this past you. Okay, real quick, you guys, and I'll move on. So Linus is, of course, in this. He's kind of the dope of this one because he follows the Great Pumpkin. He goes out in this. He sits alone on Halloween. Keyword alone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's waiting for the Great Pumpkin, which, of course, doesn't come because Snoopy's fucking with him because it's Snoopy. So that part is funny. Mm-hmm. But, okay, he has, you know, Sally has a big crush on him, right?
Yeah.
And Linus is this Mr. Innocent guy. So what if this whole thing is a plot to get Sally alone overnight in a pumpkin patch? Maybe Linus is.
Yeah, where are her parents?
Thank you.
Hello. I'm not letting my little girl,
right,
who seems to be a little boy crazy, spend a night in a pumpkin patch with another boy.
Linus isn't so stupid, is he? As it turns out, that could be one of Joy's unpopular opinions. Not to step on your toes, Joy, but I'm just saying it's worth thinking. So that's kind of scary. I'm just saying. We're moving on. I don't
want to watch. That was the thing that you watched recently.
Okay. That was his horror stuff.
That was my horror one. It was heartwarming, but it was an eyebrow raise. I looked at it.
They do kill a pumpkin in that episode.
Different. Yeah.
So is it safe to say that you would hype it, but tell people beware? You'll have a different, you know.
I don't want to start rumors. But to start a rumor, there's a red flag. No, it's a great one. You know, with Charlie, he's got the cutouts and the ghost, and they get the Halloween. It's classic.
And there's a lot of rocks in his bag.
Okay, I'm done. Okay. So what do you guys have going?
Well, Brian recommended a film to me, actually, which I was very, very surprised he recommended it. Now having seen it, it is called Barbarian. And it came out this year.
The theaters it came out?
Yeah, it's actually still showing in some theaters, I saw when I looked it up.
But it's on HBO now.
HBO Max. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Brian, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one because you recommend
it. Okay, first of all,
what is this about?
the torch.
First of all, this is like I watched one night I watched Poltergeist again. And then classic. I also watched Beetlejuice. Classic. Right? Yeah. Right? These are all great. And then of course the Attack of Killer Tomatoes. And then for some reason that I wish I didn't make this decision to watch Barbarian, because I thought that the trailer looked good. I thought the trailer was like, oh, it kind of starts out kind of fun. And I don't know. You have to watch this trailer because it seems like, you know, this girl, she's going into her Airbnb and there's a guy already there. And they have like kind of a good rapport that like, oh my God, you know, this mistake was made, but you know, something fucked up's happening here. Right. Okay. But I thought it was going to be, this guy was kind of be like a kind of sillier serial killer. Well, that's not the case. This goes down.
Well, don't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just going to say it literally goes down in a dark way. Down, down, underneath, down.
You're pushing the spoiler. If I can figure it out, it's...
Okay, first of all, there are things about this movie that I just don't like, just because it's too real. It could be real. It could have really happened, and that really disturbed me. I liked Poltergeist because... I don't really believe in ghosts that are going to come around and fly around toys in my room. I don't believe that the house is going to get folded up and pop into the nothing. I don't believe that my builders of my house built my house over a cemetery. I don't think that really happened.
Okay.
So I'm okay with those movies, but movies like Barbarian. No, this shit is going on in somewhere, shape, or form. Probably in like Alabama, some place that was hit by a hurricane. That's where this stuff is going down. And I am not on board for this. I hated it. Joya's looking at me and she's just like so excited. She probably loved it and thought it was the greatest movie she's ever seen. And I'll let her take it from here.
Not greatest movie I've ever seen. That's a bit of a stretch. But I want to thank you, Ryan, for recommending this movie to me. And I would like to implore our listeners who are listening to this episode, if you want to see this movie, maybe pause this episode, go watch it, and then come back and finish it. I'm not going to spoil the whole thing, but okay. I went into it completely blind, and so did Brian. And I think that that's how you need to go into this movie. You need to not know what it's about, honestly, or not to know what's going to happen if you really want to like be in like enthralled in the whole experience.
And this Joy, they rent an Airbnb. Is the scary part where they hit you with the cleaning fees, or is it even more scary than that?
It. And then it's over and it's done. That is what it is. Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Brian did a great, like, you know, lead up. That's exactly how it starts. It's true. It kind of feels like definitely very indie in the beginning. And it's, what's his name? Skarsgård.
Okay, get a stage name, bro. Just number one, get a stage name, because that's not working.
Alexander Skarsgård's brother, so it's confusing. Anyway,
he's no Angus Scrimm.
Yes, Angus. That'll work.
But he plays it in the remake, right? He plays the character it in the remake. He's kind of a creepy guy, so they cast him really well, because Brian's 100% right. When you start this film, you think, all right, you feel the tension, you feel like something's not right, there's a lot of buildup, and you do kind of feel like, basically what happened is two people seemingly booked the same Airbnb in this remote city. It's outside of Detroit, right, Brian? Somewhere in Michigan. And it's a very, very rundown city, tons of abandoned homes, like nothing for miles. And then there's this one house that's very suspect because it's very done up, like it's super cute inside.
That some sounds good, actually. It's good. I'm liking the plot point,
right? Okay. So then it's pouring rain, of course. It's the middle of the night. This woman drives up, and she's Brian, what's her name? British actress, Campbell,
Georgia
Campbell. I think she was really good. And so she arrives at the door. It turns out that Skarsgård is there already, and he's saying, no, this is my Airbnb. You woke me from a sleep. Da 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 da. Okay. So then it's that exchange of like, as a young woman, are you going to go into this house? You have nowhere to go. You have an ex-boyfriend blowing up your phone. You're there in town for an interview. You have to spend the night. And then she finds out there's a convention in town, so there's nowhere she can rent a room. So she ends up reluctantly staying with him. So the whole first part of the film, you're thinking something's going to go down. You don't know what, but he's the culprit. He's the bad guy.
Right.
And then about a fourth of the way through, you realize, oh no, it's far worse than that. far darker than that. And he is not our culprit all along. But some of the things that I really liked about this movie are, so I love the movie From Dusk Till Dawn, Tarantino, Robert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is like a Tarantino film, the first half, and then it is
Vampire
Rodriguez. Okay. So it did a little bit of that for me. Mm. It really did.
Yeah.
It felt like a bit of a play the first half. There's no gore. There's no violence. You don't know which end is up. And then boom, it just hits you with this. And that one scene before it cuts to the other half of the film, because it is kind of like two films in one in a way. There is a bit of sudden gore and then this monstrous creature who any viewer would think, oh, okay, it's a vampire. It's a vampire film or a zombie. That's what we're dealing with. But then it turns you kind of on your head because that isn't what you're dealing with. And so I like that it was a movie that kept me guessing. And I usually feel like I can kind of be one step ahead of these films and I kind of know what's going on, but I really didn't know what was going on.
No.
And Ryan is right. It is quite disturbing in two ways. Yes, this could really happen in the way the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was based on a true story.
Great classic movie.
Because it's about the evils that humans do to one another, right? The
humans are plenty evil as a character.
The thing that wasn't believable for me is the monstrous character is kind of like a Jason in a way that, like, you know, okay, she's got nine lives, this person, right? So that was a little bit like, all right, so yes, you have this believable potential scenario that's super sick, but then you have this elevated monster character that's in true horror film fashion. So it brought me back to not being so disturbed that it could be real. Then throughout the last, I'd say half of the film, you have full moments, not like full scenes, but moments. There's about three or so of them where it's like pretty gory, which I appreciated that they just threw those in. And I do have to say another thing about this film. They touched on real issues that are going on right now in a non-annoying way. I feel like they weren't trying too hard to do it. And I don't know if Brian felt this way too, but there was a whole part. The second movie is basically about another character.
Like a subtext kind of?
So it's pretty much in your face, but I just don't feel like they did it in a good way.
And Brian, what's
his name? I'm forgetting all the names.
Justin Long.
Thank you. Justin Long's character is he an actor? I think he's an actor, right?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's a famous actor, and a woman basically speaks out against something he allegedly
did,
right? But the way that that's worked into it, like the scene in the bar when he's talking to his friend, brilliant.
So that part's done well, you're saying? That's subtle, not overkill?
For me, was done well.
Okay.
It takes you on a ride. I mean, it really does. Like, there are just so many different moments. And for me, I was in it the whole time. Like, I was anxious. I watched it in bed, my boyfriend sleeping next to me, my cat sleeping on my feet. I have my tea. I'm watching it like low volume. And I'm like, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen now?
Okay.
But I understand the two reasons I feel like, Brian, if it was the gore and the fact that, like, this scenario like could potentially happen, and that's really, really sick. And
that sounds good though.
I can appreciate that it was very, very well done, very well structured, and
I know,
what you're talking about with the Justin Long character and the timeliness of his what he's going through.
It was kind of assume it's Me Too type stuff, right?
It's rampant.
But it was done, you know what, to be honest, I love that because it really lightened the movie for me, not in a way that I'm laughing about it, but I'm just like, it was a switch and you're just like, you don't root for him at all. And I don't think you were supposed to.
Well, it sounds like they tried a lot of stuff and it worked for the most part is what I'm hearing.
My favorite part of not rooting for him though, Brian, to speak to what you said, you want to, because you know him, you know the actor, you know him in comedies, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But there's a few moments there where you're like, oh my gosh, did he see the error of his ways?
He never did. But that's the thing. That's really funny that you say that.
By the way, none of them ever
did. You kind of think there's going to be a redemption for him.
Yep.
Yeah, people should listen to this. Okay,
now I want to see it. Now that it's playing actually in San Diego, is it worth it on a big screen?
Oh, yeah. I want to go see it on a big screen.
Yeah,
now.
If you're going to do it, you really should.
Hyping it, clearly. But should I see it in a big screen? You've actually had the best pitch you've ever given a podcast is for this one movie. So you convinced me.
And Joy, I just want to say this to Joy. When he's measuring in that house, when he's measuring in the house, it just is like, oh my God, is just so classic. Oh my God.
Because he's not thinking about anything that you should be thinking about in that scenario that would have come up.
Now, it's one of those moments where you're like, you know how they always joke about like you're yelling at the TV, like, don't do that, don't do that. Yep. And you're just kind of like, this is like over the top, somebody just doing the things that you would never do.
Thinking selfishly, personal gain. Yes. And then,
okay.
But then there's a scene when the girl.
Don't tell too much. You guys are I'm telling you, telling too much. The only question I want is there a flying ball that gets in your head and has little spikes go into it?
I would have just made it the best. No.
It's not a perfect
movie. So you guys are both hyping it. In fact, you're hyping it and go on a big screen. Is that correct?
Yeah, do it. Do it. Yeah. Yeah.
I see on that one. Okay. Wow, quite the horror.
I'm hyping it, but I hated it.
Right.
But it left me disturbed. Look, Danny's looking at me like, come on.
Hype and eat. Pick one, bro.
No. I hate it. I hate it because I honestly, it stuck with me. And I told Joy about it the next day.
Yeah, you didn't text me a couple times. It was a very unusual
thing. Yeah, I didn't sleep. It was in my head. I tried to watch Frasier afterwards to get it, like clean my palate before I went to bed. It didn't work.
Oh, wow.
It really did disturb you then.
It did. It totally did.
For me, the reprieve from the disturbance was the
thing. Oh, it got me on so many levels.
That's why you watch it, though. It sounds wildly successful.
No, if Joy would have told me about it, I would not have watched it.
I had a very interesting brief conversation in the store of my store about this very topic where I do like heavy films. I really do, and shows. And this podcast and speaking to you guys openly, it's making me realize it even more, but it's also making me realize like it is a beautiful thing to have a reprieve from those and have something light.
Absolutely.
So existential and thought-provoking all the time.
Okay.
But having said that, I feel like Brian like told me about the movie knowing that I would love it for all the reasons that why films.
Why
I do love films. But it didn't disturb me as much because of the things I mentioned. They did things that made me feel like, okay, I can let it go that it's just a fantasy movie, that it's not like.
So he gave you enough of an out where
I think there's a few. Oh, okay, Joy, I'm just going to bounce in here and just say that there is a little bit of a gender, not bias, but there's a guy is going to look at this differently than a woman.
Oh, 1,000%.
Okay. Yeah.
Reasons are because of the thing we talked about with Justin Long, the accuser, but also
The creature is going to appeal.
Careful.
It's going to disturb, I think, a man more.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Because my wife watched it and she just thought the whole thing was kind of, she thought it was good. She really liked the movie. But what I kept talking to her about, she's just kind of like, that's so weird that you see things like that. I'm like, I bet most guys do.
Okay, guys, it sounds like the movie of the year, what you're describing, it works on so many different levels.
Yeah.
It affects people different.
Yeah, I think people are going to be talking about this thing. If you see it, it's going to be difficult not to be affected by it.
I'm actually going to head out early and go to the theater right now because it's playing at 10.
Do it.
Danny, that's great. I'll give you.
Okay, so we wrapped up the horror edition.
Yeah, on a good note, on an interesting note. Yeah.
Can I do one more quick quiz segue? It's kind of sad. This is more sad.
Aww.
Okay, I have sad. This is Hallows Eve, so it's October 30th. Mm-hmm. We're all big movie fans. We're used to seeing movies all the time.
Yep.
Times are changing. COVID expedited that. It's better to watch movies at home because there's so much better experience, right? So can you guys, the top 10 movies this last week, okay, box office, how many can you name? This is what's in the old days. We'd name all of them 8 to 10.
We would have.
Oh wow!
Think of what's popping this week.
See, okay, but I don't know. Oh, it's the George Clooney, Julia Roberts one for sure.
What's that called? Ticket to Paradise.
I don't know. Yeah,
yes, good. That's number two. Okay.
Okay, that one.
Anything else, Brian? What movie's big?
Well, I'm sure Maverick's still playing, so that's probably pretty top.
So, is it?
Brian, this is not the summer, bro. Even Tom's. This is top 10.
Oh, Tom is not in the top 10?
Well, he's been a top 10 for like, 4 months. Give him some slack. He's got a meeting to go to. Okay, Ticket to Paradise. What else is big? Isn't that sad? So, I don't know. Guess two, by the way.
So sad that we don't know.
Black Adam.
Okay. Oh, is that? That's sad.
That looks like a piece of shit completely.
I love when Dan hates.
Come on. It's a CGI mess. That's just enough.
What about
that shark has been jumped a long time ago.
Don't Worry, Darling, still around or not anymore?
No. And by the way, that peaked out at 43 million. I've never had a movie have that much noise for a year going into it and no one cared. It was such a big star like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
That guy sold out like literally 12 or 15 Madison Square Gardens and
this movie
essentially bombed. Anyways,
the
other ones were Smile and Halloween Ends, the only ones I've ever heard of.
Oh, Smile looks really weird.
Yeah.
Not the Bowie film? No, nothing about Bowie.
And honestly, it goes from 27 million to 10 to 7. The last three have made a million. Something's wrong with the box office. It's changed.
That's why we're doing this show, right? Hopefully, yes. we can
bring it all back.
Yeah.
So we were right. We're in the forefront of innovation, is what you're saying, Joya.
Yes.
As always. So, hey, before we go, we got one more day before Halloween, right? Like tomorrow is Halloween. Are you guys watching anything on Halloween? Do you have like your go-to movie or TV show that you're going to watch?
We're going to go get candy.
Are you just going to go for candy? Is that it? Is that what's happening?
There's a 25-seater movie theater in my complex, and we're actually going to use it. You can rent it out. We should be screening one day there.
That's a good idea. Yes.
Yeah. And but, we'll like Mystery Science Theater 3000 or whatever we can do. But I think I'm going to make everybody watch Bram Stoker's Dracula from like 90, what is it, 2?
You would pick that one, cool. Really?
I would make everybody watch that because a lot of my friends haven't seen it. So.
And there's never been a great Dracula movie since Lon Chaney. I'm being dead serious.
It's not great, but I just like Gary Oldman a lot, and I like the costume.
I like the Frank Langella version, the 70s. Yeah.
Okay, there is a better vampire movie, and it's not the one with Cruise and Pitt. That's definitely not it. We talked about that one already.
What is it?
I'm watching this tomorrow night. My daughter hasn't seen this. This is a classic 80s vampire movie.
Fright Night.
Yeah, come on.
Fright Night.
Great movie. I saw that recently. It holds up. The new version with Colin Farrell was
terrible.
No. You can't watch that one. That's an abomination.
I like Fright Night 2. I like both of them. The 80s ones.
I don't remember Fright Night 2.
I don't remember Fright Night 2. But I remember Fright Night 1. Fright Night
2 has a different girlfriend, but all the other same actors. It's the girl, the woman from Married with Children.
Christina, no.
It's the
neighbor. The neighbor, okay.
In the first movie. And then
you are an encyclopedia, honestly, with some of this stuff. It's very impressive, by the way. You're raising the game for all of us, so thank you. We make this sound smart.
Here it is. Fright Night 2, 1988.
Is Fright Night 1 was 87, wasn't it?
85, it says.
85.
Yeah, so I'm watching that tomorrow. Danny, what about you?
Is that on a streamer or are you going to rent that one, Brian? How's that work?
It's on a streamer. I don't remember. I think it's on like HBO or Paramount something.
Joy, did you ever see Dawn of the Dead, the George Romero?
Of course, yes.
Okay, thank you.
The original one or the remake?
The remake was actually very good. The remake was good.
With Sarah Pauly, it's actually really good, the remake.
Yeah, they're both good. But Dawn of the Dead is a classic. As a kid, I saw it at a midnight show when I was 13.
Yeah.
And when the first zombie started eating the guy's shoulder,
and he's
me and my friend were like in heaven, like, oh, fuck yes, bro.
Yep.
But I'm in. Loved it. That's one of my all-time favorites, actually. I think more of the time.
So Dawn of the Dead, because... What was it? Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead was horrible. Night of the Living Dead was classic. That was 69.
Of course, yes.
Fantastic. That has a nice creepy feel.
Return of the Living Dead is the punk rock one, right?
Yeah, that was a great one. They have a sequel. It's essentially a remake because it's such a tongue in cheek. They were both great, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
Return of the Living Dead was that's 85, I believe. Another classic. I was dominating back then. I don't know what happened, but that was my time. So
I love you're watching Fright Night. Oh, that one's
oh yeah, good call on that, Brian.
All right. Well,
then. Well, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everyone. And thank you for listening to the Hollywood Hypers. You can reach us at hollywoodhypers@gmail.com. That's where we're located. That's where we live. That's where we'll answer any letters.
And go
if you're going to say something really nice about Danny,
Yes,
you
please.
Need I'm to say something nice
insecure,
about Joya and I too, or we get really jealous.
Yes, sounds good.
Jealous. Danny has big fans, and I
Oh,
yeah. I manufactured. They're like the remember Other the fake us? Fans. Yeah, they're all fake, Brian. They're all bots. I paid them.
People do like his little snarkiness.
Yeah,
yeah. They like to agree with his snarkiness.
So, all right, you guys. Well, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween,
you guys. Thanks so much, and we are out.